News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, in some breaking news, US President Donald Trump has announced a ceasefire between Israel and Iran, which he says has now come into effect as of 6 a.m. this morning, Irish time. He made the announcement on his platform Truth Social hours after Tehran launched a missile strike on a US army base in Qatar. And speaking with Fox News shortly after the announcement, US Vice President J.D. Vance had this to say.
The president's been extremely clear about America's national objective here. It is to create a world where Iran cannot build a nuclear weapon. We, of course, destroyed the nuclear program that they had. And the president told the entire team, we're going to work to make sure that they don't try to rebuild that nuclear capability in the future. And it's this is a great thing. For Israel, think about this. They've accomplished an important military objective. They've helped us destroy the Iranian nuclear program. They've also destroyed the conventional missile capability of Iran that threatened the country of Israel. For the Iranians, I think this is a new opportunity to actually pursue the path of peace. As I said yesterday, what the Iranians have showed through their support of terror networks, through their now failed effort to build a nuclear weapon, is that they're just not very good at war. And I think the president really hit the reset button and said, look, let's actually produce long-term peace for the region. That's always been his goal. I actually think when we look back, we will say the 12-day war was an important reset moment for the entire region.
Iranian state television has said as of this morning that its ceasefire with Israel has now begun. This came after earlier Tehran's foreign minister says his country's armed forces would keep fighting until the very last minute. Soon afterwards, Israel's defense forces said Iran had launched a fresh round of missiles towards its territory. But Israel now too have confirmed that they have agreed a ceasefire. And for more on all of this complex and moving story, I am joined by Daniel Levy, president of the US Middle East Project and former Israeli peace negotiator. Good morning to you, Daniel. A lot has happened. There was some doubt over the ceasefire a little bit earlier on this morning, but it has now been confirmed. Your read of what has happened over the last 48 hours?
Well, I think we can now begin to seriously speculate whether President Trump went into this in order to bring it to a close, in order to get out of it. Let's be clear. This didn't need to happen. There was no imminent Iranian threat. Israel has nuclear arms. Iran doesn't. Israel is not a signatory to the NPT, the Non-Proliferation Treaty. Iran is. So when this all started, the US gave the green light and apparently helped Israel engineer a kind of head fake, a surprise moment. So we should never have been in this place. President Trump should never have withdrawn America from the agreement reached with Iran, which really got the nuclear program where the West had claimed they wanted it all along. But Prime Minister Netanyahu of Israel managed to pull America out of that deal. This should have been negotiated. No one needed to die. Nothing needed to be bombed. That's the most simple part. Netanyahu then managed to drag America into it, his war, another war of aggression, another violation of the UN Charter. And the question became, is this US president going to totally go against his MAGA base? Mm-hmm. Those who'd made the case, we didn't go on this journey with you, Mr. President, to bring us into other countries' wars, to put Israel first above America first. Whether he went in with the intentionality of ending this quickly, or whether he realized that once he'd got in, he needed to do so, he was assisted more by the fact that there were apparently cooler heads that prevailed in Tehran. They did an attack on the American base in Doha, which was clearly to demonstrate they could, but not to end the possibility of bringing this to a close. So it's come to a close. Everyone has their victory narrative. The Israelis will claim this is the greatest success ever. The Iranians will claim that they continued to hit Israel right up until the last minute, that once regime change was on the table, that the regime staying in place means that they won rather than lost. And let's see what people say about the damage to the nuclear program and whether this actually forces Iran to make a decision it never made,
Okay.
Which is to weaponize.
Okay. The question that all of that analysis, and I'm not arguing with any of it, begs the question, though, well, then was it the right thing to do? Because if everyone can claim a win and peace has now broken out between Iran and Israel, would that suggest that those attacks by the US, those military attacks, that actually overall they were not the worst thing?
They were a terribly stupid thing because we didn't need to do this.
But if we didn't need to do this, and I accept it, and when we say we, neither of us have done this. But if we didn't need to do this, it could have gone on, this kind of war of attrition, missiles firing to and from Israel and Iran, more and more lives being lost, and no off-ramp for people. Did the US intervention create that off-ramp that has allowed, as I say, peace to break out?
If I can break that down into two sub-questions, Kira, we should first ask, was the US right to give Israel the green light to bomb in the first place? Should they have given Israel the okay, the encouragement even, to escalate yet another war? And I think there the answer is no. We know that the US could prevent this, just as we know the US could have stopped and prevented the genocide in Gaza that continues to take place. The slaughterhouse in Gaza has been going on throughout this and continues to go on. I'm sure if we bother to gaze in that direction, we will be able to, unfortunately, cover Palestinian deaths there today. Once the US had gone in, once this has started, was this perhaps the best way to end it? That's possibly the case, but you don't get marks for ending wars that you help start. The American administration set off to achieve, as they say it, through this envoy Steve Witkoff, three deals. A nuclear deal with Iran, a Gaza ceasefire, and a Russia-Ukraine deal. They are 0-3. They're not 1-3 now because there is no nuclear deal with Iran. The region is more destabilized. Israel is, if anything, more empowered and radicalized. Iran is not going to forget this. There's not going to be a nuclear deal now
but
with Iran.
Is it fair, Daniel, to say that Iran is considerably weakened? We don't know exactly the full extent of the damage to Froda. We don't exactly know that, and there is some debate about that. But they are considerably constrained, even to the fact that when they attacked the US military base in Qatar, they warned in advance the US to do it. So it was more of a half-hearted attack in a way. No one was hurt. It was an act to be seen to be doing something rather than an act to actually attempt to achieve anything. If you were looking at this with a very cold eye, would you not say that Israel has achieved its, I suppose, objectives, which was to considerably, weaken Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis and Iran, who would see as its access of resistance against its, I suppose, position in the Middle East. And tactically and militarily, Israel has achieved much of its objectives.
I think that's an interesting and necessary approach. And I think Israel has certainly achieved important, as it would put it, objectives. They have, though, and I think this is important. First of all, they have created a situation in America where the president really wanted to get out. A right-wing president sees that within his constituency, there is not support for joining Israel's wars. That raises some quite important questions. I don't think we can definitively take a position on where Iran now stands, how weakened it is. But I would say that the most important takeaway for everyone, including the region from this, is how much longer should we buy the spin of the Israeli side and say, oh, thank heavens, Israel is safer now, because they're the victim in this region. They're the ones who most need security and defending, and they are our ally.
Okay.
Unfortunately, what Israel has demonstrated over this period is that Israel is the most radicalizing, destabilizing force in the region. And I wish it weren't so, and I hope it won't be so in the future. But the country that's the biggest danger to security, peace, human rights, international law, the international architecture in that region is Israel. And the challenge is, how do we bring Israel to a place where it is observing international laws and norms and not continuing the slaughter in Gaza. That's where we should all be focused this morning.
Daniel, thank you very much for joining us with that analysis. That is Daniel Levy there, president of the US Middle East Project and former Israeli peace negotiator.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.